When it comes to how we determine which path to use, we have a rating for these. Distance vector is going to be based off of how far away they are. Distance vector is going to be based off of hop count, similar to what we see in traceroute. Our traceroute from my IP to Facebook.com tells me exactly how many hops away they are. With distance vector, it's usually shunned as a means of identifying the best path, because if there's three hops between a fast fiber connection and there's one 2080 modem between these two locations, with distance vector, it's going to use the 2080 modem in place of those three fiber optic connections, just because it sees that it's one hop away. In place of that, you might find link state, which is just going to say, what is the status of our network? And what's included in our link state is going to be the bandwidth capabilities. With distance vector, you're using RIP, and with link state, you're using OSPF. It's constantly identifying what's up, what's down, as well as what has the best bandwidth.